Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem is excited to be with the Chevra. And maybe we could open the conversation with a fresh perspective on Parshas Va'era that will hopefully enhance our limit of the Sedra and perhaps also open a conversation for thinking about ourselves practically going forward. That's a fascinating comment that Yaakov Kamenetsky makes, to look at Parshas Va'era from a totally different perspective. Usually we think of Parshas Va'era as a series of makas. As we know, 7 out of the 10 makas appear in Parshas Va'era. We might think of Parshas Va'era as the beginning of the onesh of the Mitzrim, that the beginning of the fulfillment of that part of the Bris Ben Absarim. And if we have been learning Ramban on the Torah, so we think about Sefer Shemos as a whole, that's right, Shua. Sefer Shemos as a whole, as Sefer Agalos Vagula, and Va'er definitely is the beginning. Shemos is all about the read into Galus. We backed up the first couple of Psukim into seeing Yaakov and his family leaving Eretz Yisrael, and the beginning of the descent into Galus, and the course of the Parsha Shemos going deeper and deeper and deeper, getting stuck there in a more permanent way, and getting politically stuck there and becoming Avadim, and the Koshi Hashibur, and the suffering. And Va'era is the beginning of the upswing. Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to come in Bo, and Kriyas Yam is going to come in Beshalach, and then Matan Torah, and the permanence of Matan Torah in Mishkan. But at least the beginning of the process of Geulas Yisrael is happening here. So those are both accurate perspectives. The Onesh of the Mitzrim in Parshas Va'era, and the preliminaries of Geulas Yisrael, the preliminary steps of Geulas Yisrael in Parshas Va'era. But there's a third angle also, and it's Kedai, if you have time later, you can take a look inside. If Yaakov has this in Emes Yaakov, Perek Ches, Pasuk Dalad. And he builds on another comment of the Ramban, which is that if you look through the psukim of the makas and Va'era and Bo, the psukim are so familiar to us that we know the basic storylines, and sometimes we don't. It actually becomes harder to really learn the psukim because we know what we expect to see there. We know the makas. And Rabban points out that the makas tend to come accompanied by not only a description of what's going to happen, a description of what did happen, but also a lema'an. Laman Yedu, Laman Tedu, Laman Saper Shemi. The makas were not only meant to be an attack on the Mitzrim and a step towards extracting Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, but they were meant as chinuch. They were meant to teach Ikari Amuna. And Rabban talks about different Ikari Amuna that Ribbono Shel Olam speaks about. Yichud HaBorei, Hashkachas HaBorei, Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware and he's involved, and so on and so forth. So Yaakov takes that and says, look not only at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching, but look also what the Talmidim are learning. And there's a fascinating process. He says, Makas Dam, there's no response from Paro. Makas Svardeya, so already Paro notices, and he calls Moshe and Aaron, and he says, I'm going to free the Klal Yisrael. Doesn't seem like he's necessarily so serious about it, but he's beginning to take notice. By Arov already, it sounds like he really means it, because by Arov, he starts negotiating. Well, maybe they could be just Zovech and Eretz in Mitzrayim, maybe they won't leave. He's already beginning to take it seriously. And then by Makas Bard, you already have real Hakar Sachet. Paro notices that he did wrong. The Hakar Sachet is temporary. And it only lasts as long as he's suffering. The moment the Yisurim are gone, the Hakar Sachet is gone. But that's already a very significant step. By Arba, he's ready to let some people go. Right? In next week's Parsha, he's already, in advance of the Makas, he's ready to let the men go. Choshech, he's ready to send them Lagamri, and as we know, after Makas Bechoros, indeed, he doesn't just want it, the route moves from Ratzon to Maaseh. So this is a whole new perspective on Va'era into Bo, seeing a process of growth. seen a process of growth. Now, in this context, obviously, this is a pretty negative context. This is a process of growth that's being driven by Yisurin. It's a process of growth that the Paro and the Mitzrim are undergoing. Not exactly, you know, our models. But Mida Tova is Meruva Midas Pranius. And it's certainly true for Bnei Yisrael, and it's certainly true for Bnei Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's positive vision for us is many, many, many ongoing stages of growth. And not only on a tzibur level, but for a yachid, over the course of months, and over the course of years, and the course of a lifetime. Rambam tells us a very famous line in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, at least if I'm zooming from America, at least I don't get to be in Eretz Yisrael. At least I have my own sorrow. Small consolation. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he says, Talmud Torah is a chiyuv for every Jew. Talmud Torah is a chiyuv for every Jew at every stage, regardless of what's going on in one's life, regardless of whether right now life is simple or life is complicated. And it's not just when I'm young. It's when I'm younger, when I'm older, when I'm older, when I'm older. He famously says, "Afil b'ali shabanim," even in Baruch Hashem, a Jew is granted one of the greatest brachas in life, of raising a family, and there's a lot going on. At many different stages in life, at every stage in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to learn, and not just to check it off, be mekayim learning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at every stage in life, expects us to be dynamically, ambitiously grown as Talmidei Chachamim. If you have that capacity, the Kadosh Baruch not only expects you to be a bigger Talmud Chacham when you're 19 than when you were 17, Kadosh Baruch expects you to be a bigger Talmud Chacham when you're 24 than when you're 19, a bigger Talmud Chacham when you're 34 than when you're 24, a bigger Talmud Chacham when you're 84 than when you're 54. This is in the first parak of Talmud Torah. The third parak of Talmud Torah we'll get to, that's the Rambam talks about higher levels, Keser Torah. This is basic Aleph Beis. This is the chi of Talmud Torah for every Jew. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mirchem gives us many healthy years and decades of life on this planet. That means that Kadosh Baruch Hu expects many years and decades of ambitious growing, pushing forward. That's why we're here, and continuing an ongoing upward spiral of growth means moving from one ambitious yeshiva to the next ambitious yeshiva. For one Makam Torah, where a Makam Torah that enables and encourages you to, and gives you the structure . So again, I'm sorry for that brief intermission for technical issues. If the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to grow in an ongoing way, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us years and decades to grow, that means we have to set ourselves up for success. We have to be ready to for onward spiral of growth to move from one Makom Torah and Yira to the next Makom Torah and Yira. And just to add one more aspect to thinking about this type of ambition, to move from Perek Aleph of Rambam's Hilchos Talmud Torah to Perek Gimel, to the very last halacha in Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel, halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam talks about Night Seder. He talks about Night Seder. Now, it's fascinating to ask yourself why Night Seder is so important. A lot to say about this, but let me briefly point out the following duality. The Rambam talks about primarily about Night Seder as Gorno Shel Torah. It's the Goren. It's the threshing floor. Which means a threshing floor, as you know from learning Melacha Shabbos, you cut a lot of grain, but it's mixed in with a lot of chaff and a lot of straw. And the Goren, the Disha, is where you pull together all of the usable grain. You concretize what you have. A nice, neat pile of usable, edible grain. That's the Goren. The Rambam says that Night Seder is Goren Oshel Torah. That's where you're going to concretize and package and put in your pocket with a kinyan what you've learned over the course of the day. night seder is critical for the kinyan hator, for the yediyas hator. You look in the Gemara, and Tamid is another angle that the Gemara speaks about a Jew who's involved in limud Torah by Laila, shechina kinegdo. There's even more of a sense of access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah at night. And not to speak only about night seder, but those two perspectives on limud by Laila capture the two perspectives of where we want to grow in learning and how learning will help us grow. Torah Semes and Chaye Olam, the idea of Torah, the knowledge, the Goren Shel Torah, being Kona Mesechtes, and being Kona Derech HaLimud, and being Kona Perspective, and the Shechina Kenegdo, the Chaye Olam, the living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nondkeit, the Kirvas Elokim, that can come through Talmud Torah. And those are both, should be, key areas of your ambitious growth this year and for years and decades to come. It's so important to be ambitious, to stay ambitious, and to be a person of ongoing she'ifos.